Jesse Sullivan, Republican gubernatorial candidate, our guest this morning. Jesse, good to talk to you again, man. You been well?
Hey, doing great, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
And so you've rolled out some of your first ads this week, and I think I look at ads and kind of categorize them. I mean, you've got the ads, you know, I'm Jesse Sullivan, but you've got issue ads that are out there. Seem to be that you're going with number one on your agenda when it comes to your race is crime. Am I right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Number one job of government, keep your people safe. And our government's failed us greatly. It's unbelievable, these current politicians and what they do. And J.B. Pritzker, you know, I go around the state and talk with law enforcement, and they say we have not had a seat at the table under J.B. Pritzker. And they pass these terrible, what they call anti-police bill, that is just going to take effect and move us even more into a lack of safety in our state. It's driving businesses away. It's driving people away. People are dying because of it. And J.B. Pritzker's just playing politics, bringing his leftist agenda into Illinois. And we need to get the politics out of policing, you know, and defend our police.
It was interesting, Jesse, that watching a press conference, New York City police chief talking about the officers who were killed there this week, the funeral, I think one of them today, another next week. And he said, "We told you this would happen. If you did this, we told you, and here it is." Can you say that about Illinois, too?
Absolutely. We've been meeting, you know, the sheriffs. 40 out of the 102 counties, sheriffs are quitting and retiring early because of this bill. And they said, we told them before they passed this bill, we tried to tell them, but they wouldn't listen to us. And that's what we're doing now. We're saying, hey, this ending cash bail, you can't, it's not common sense at all stuff. It says, hey, even with trespassing, cops are not allowed to arrest people. They just stand there, give them a ticket, and they continue to stand there, not giving cops the power to do anything. It's putting the handcuffs on them rather than criminals. And what do you think you're going to get? Emboldened criminals that are out there killing people, carjacking. It's just ridiculous. We need a real leader to step in and do something about it.
Okay, Jesse, let's, because I'm a big fan of metaphors, so let's imagine the Lady of Justice with the scales out in front of her, except this time the Our Lady Justice is the Illinois taxpayer and citizen, and on the scales is J.B. Pritzker's campaign that says, we are making payments, we're seeing credit rating improvements, and on the other side of the scale is fighting back against crime and getting police officers the support they want. Which one will the taxpayer, which one will the citizen and taxpayer choose if she's Lady Justice and watching that scale?
Oh, man. Well, you have to keep your people safe, but I don't think it's a matter of money and finances and taxing people more. I'm against taxing people more. We have more than enough money. J.B. Pritzker went to the federal government with his hands out for COVID money, making us a welfare case, one of the only states in the nation that went there for these special loans. And then he goes and brags about it like he's done a great job. He hasn't fixed a single one of our underlying issues. And his only answer is to tax people more in the state of Illinois to get out of this mess. I think we need to take the exact opposite approach. We need to have a commitment to growth. We need to move towards income tax zero. We need to start attracting businesses and people the way Florida and Texas are doing. And because they're eating our lunch, all the states around us in the Midwest, people are fleeing and they say, that's the land of the free over there. No mandates. They're actually business friendly. We're going to have to get back to that, or we're going to continue to see this historic exodus out of the state of Illinois.
It was funny, a friend of mine, and he was being facetious, of course, at the time we were talking about this, and he says, Illinois is so business friendly, we've even driven the meth makers into across the border. You know, I mean, and he was always being, he wasn't smiling, he was trying to make a point. And it's interesting because I saw, and I went out intentionally to look at the gubernatorial candidate's messaging yesterday. And when I was looking at the governor's, my gut says, you know, we've done this and we've done this to improve the financial picture for Illinois. And under my breath, I'm saying, well, you damn well should, as much as we pay for taxes. We should be doing better because we're paying through the nose every day. I mean, it's rough.
Yep, but that's what the funny thing is. You know, J.B. Pritzker can run ads. That's really all he can do. I mean, he's got a ton of money that, you know, it's not like he worked hard and worked his way into that position. He, you know, was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He doesn't understand what it's like for the average Illinoisan and what they're going through. And so he wants to tax the average Illinoisan more while he goes and, you know, evades taxes himself. He's got trusts set up and other low tax states, and he's not paying these same taxes. And so it's the hypocrisy that people hate. And, you know, all those taxes, we're good, generous people in the Midwest. If we really thought those taxes were actually helping our neighbor in need and our government was using them wisely, we wouldn't mind quite as much, but we know they're not. It's a bunch of corrupt career politicians that line their own pockets and the special interests and lobbyists. And it's time we really need a political outsider who can step in and change this whole thing. And, you know, I'm a person of faith, and I look at the Bible and I read the story of Jesus going into the temple with a whip and saying, hey, how dare you, you know, this sacredness of this temple, and drives them out. We need someone who will do that in the Capitol building.
I mean, when you saw
to get out.
When you saw the information from the Senate Republicans Ethics press conference yesterday, isn't there a certain point where you look at the points they made yesterday and going, isn't that obvious we shouldn't do this? I mean, and the fact that we still haven't done anything when it's so obvious, but sideswept while posturing the entire time about the incredible efforts to move forward, when we're basically seeing a period of time, it's kind of hard to imagine this still legal, the lobbying in particular.
It's unreal. You know what? It is criminal, but, you know, we've designed into the system this corruption for decades. I mean, Mike Madigan, 40 years, and, you know, I love Lincoln. I was born, you know, and raised and live a couple miles away from Lincoln's New Salem in central Illinois, and I want to be the land of Lincoln again, not the capital of Capone, where it's chaos and corruption and crime, and we need to get back to being the most ethical state in the nation, not the most corrupt state in the nation like these lawmakers have us be right now. And we need to push hard. Under my administration as governor, we are going to force through some of the strongest ethics reform in the state's history. And those who are not going to vote for it, because they're not, they're going to be these Democrats on the other side who won't do it. Well, we're going to run races against them. We're going to target them. And we're going to get them out of office so that we get a next generation of leaders to clean up Illinois.
When are you going to pick a lieutenant governor candidate, Jesse?
Yeah, well, here very soon we're going to be announcing. And so for me, it's all about high character, high competency leader who can actually step in and help me fix this state and make it the place that we want to live again. I'm committed. I'm going to raise my grandkids here. And, you know, you look around and everyone's leaving. And it's an exodus from the state of Illinois, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm committed to this state, and I love being from Illinois. And it's always despite our government. But you know what? We're going to have a state where we can say, I love Illinois because of our government.
It's interesting. A police chief who is listening to our conversation has just sent me proposed Illinois laws involving retail theft. And I'm seeing retail theft, both of these, and retail theft limits. And he says these are proposed bills here in Illinois. They're the same as the California retail theft laws. And just sent this from a police chief who's listening this morning on this subject. You worried about a crowded field? Because when I say this much of a crowded field for Republicans, sometimes the math can mess things up a little bit. Are you worried about it? Too many people in the field?
Hey, I'm a capitalist. I grew up a sports guy, not a political one, and so I just love competition. I think that's what the Republican Party stands for, is competition drives out the best and you get good results. And I wish our monopoly government right now that we have on the Democrat side, we could get some competition there. And I'm going to run a race that is a positive, hopeful campaign. Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment of not tearing down other Republicans. I'm going to be someone who's about how do we move forward and how do we get rid of J.B. Pritzker from this race. And I think the Republican primary voters should take a good look at every single one of us and say, who's the highest character, high competency person who can take this on? Who's a true conservative? I'm a fiscal, social, constitutional conservative for this race, and I feel like I can represent the people of Illinois and our values. And it's the job of the Republican primary voter to step in and say, we want this guy to take on J.B. Pritzker, and we're going to have a good one at the end of this process, and I hope people will check me out, you know, at jessesullivan.com, and we just put our crime plan up, and Pritzker says, oh, no one has a plan to fix it. We've been an anti-police state. We're going to be a pro-police state under our government. We put together a plan while everyone else is playing politics, and so if everyone wants to go check it out, I mean, you can also text SAFE, S-A-F-E, to 41612, and we'll text you the plan. And so that's SAFE at 41612, and or go to jessesullivan.com and read through the plan. See what you think about it. We did this with law enforcement all across the state to say, what do you think needs to be done in our state to make it safe again?
You know, an interesting, somebody who's listening just texted on the American Mind text line. This is interesting, Jesse, when you talk about your crime plan and taxes. And they say, while I'll appreciate why I appreciate working towards no income tax for every citizen, that seems a bit pie in the sky. Would you please ask Jesse Sullivan if he would consider a more immediate affordable action? No income tax for the first responders, and it would help with recruitment and retention. That's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I love that idea, but I think we need to do it for everybody. No income taxes. We need, and that's the North Star, you know, in the future. And he's right. Right now we have these underlying problems of this unfunded pension liability, a huge amount of debt. The way you have to actually tackle these problems head on, while the governor has not, he's been looking the other way. And just to share my background quickly, I've been doing business investing in entrepreneurs all around, and we've had some really good success with that. And I know what it takes to have a business-friendly environment. I know what business, small business owners and even big corporations are looking for, and they're relocating to states that are low-tax environments. And we need a commitment to growth. And that's how you get us out of this mess, is you start bringing people into the state, a larger tax base, not raise taxes and then just have the best and brightest and everyone flee to these other states and then have a lower tax base and have to tax them even more.
Jesse Sullivan, Republican gubernatorial candidate.